Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be on you all. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. They say Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. I don't know whether this is in favor of democracy or against democracy. If democracy is able to commit such crimes, then probably we have to rethink what democracy is. And of course, they are just claiming many things in their credit, which they don't have. Imagine if a group of thieves come and occupy a land and then run it by a democracy. Would that give them any rights to have that land and to remove the people from it just because they are running their own affairs by democracy? And this has been actually the plight or the doomed destiny of Western democracy as well, supporting all sorts of oppressions around the world, colonizing and ignoring the conscience of the people. Now, I want to talk about one very interesting quote from Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic in Iran, who said, in 25 years' time, we are not going to witness the existence of Israel in the region. And of course, many people probably frowned or laughed, or what sort of prediction is this? Now, I think if we look at the trend that is taking us globally, we can see that, yes, this is a possibility. The powers which are the superpowers which are backing Israel. Israel is not a state which can persist and can exist based on conscience, based on human values. No one accepts occupation of land of other people and removing them from their homes, destroying their homes, and then saying that, well, we have a natural right or historical right to be here. No one would accept it. Whatever I say here should not be construed as anti-Semitism. Unfortunately, we are now faced with a sort of politics that whatever you say against injustice going on in Israel and Palestine, they say you are anti-Semitic. This should be clearly rejected. If Muslims had occupied another land and had removed their people illegally from their homes and had set up such a brutal state, we would have been against it. It's not just to be against Jews or anything like that. We are against this injustice which is going on and which soon, God willing, we are going to see that it is going to vanish and disappear. Now, the position of Muslims with regards to Jews is very clear. Jews and Muslims have lived together in a long history of peaceful coexistence. Especially in my country, Iran, we can see we have a very large Jewish community which are living very comfortably, and we are very comfortable with them. I lived in a Jewish area in Tehran, which is called Cyrus Street or Cyrus Street for a long time. We didn't have any problem with them. It's not the point of the problem of Israel is not a Jewish problem. The Jewish people are also victims, and I think my Jewish colleagues here would approve that, are also victims of this brutal state of Zionism, which is tarnishing the face of Judaism in the world and in history. In the Quran, we are told that we have to live peacefully with everyone as long as they like to live peacefully with us. And this is quite clear. I want to quote one example from the time of the fourth caliph, Imam Ali, the fourth caliph after the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the first Shi'i imam. Once he was traveling on the way, when he was the caliph, he was traveling alone. The context of the story is not very clear for us why he was traveling alone. And on the way, he saw a Jewish man. And they just, of course, had compliments and salam alaikum and things like that. And then they continued walking with each other or traveling with each other until they wanted to part. Imam Ali said, I'm going to Kufa, and the Jewish man said, I'm going to somewhere else. And when the road was bifurcating, Imam Ali continued to go with the Jewish person. And after a while, the Jewish person asked him, were you not going to Kufa? Why are you following me? He said, yes, I'm going to Kufa. But our Prophet has said, when you accompany a person in a journey, when you want to depart, just see him off for a while. And I have come to see you off on this way. Then I will return and go back to my own way, my own path. This shows, right from the beginning, there was no animosity between Jews and Muslims or anything like that. The question of Israel is not a question of Jewish people. As I said, the Jewish people are victims of this state, as Muslims are victims of this state. Now, why we think that in 25 years' time, the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, which is victimizing Jews and Christians and Muslims in the area, why is not going to be there? The reason is very clear. I think the first move was made by President Trump. We are grateful to him, as we heard, that declaring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is something which, of course, reignited the already moving resistance in Palestine. It made clear that America cannot be a peace negotiator. It made clear, it actually disillusioned those people who were placing hope in American support. It completely destroyed the whole idea of two-state solution, which was a wrong idea, of course, because we believe there is no reason for occupiers to get the bigger chunk of the land of the occupied people. It destroyed that completely. And now, of course, the one-state solution is coming on the platform. Why Israel cannot continue to exist? Because Israel is not something based on human values, based on human social norms, based on human conscience. It is based on forced and powerful support of a bunch of colonialists, old colonialists, and people who have now found power and money without having wisdom. And when this power and money starts to decline, Israel will have no support. It would go away as soon as this power goes. And we are seeing the signs of this decline of the American power, signs of the decline of Western power. And when that happens, of course, Israel cannot subsist, cannot exist, because it is a forced, it is qasri, as the Arab says, is a forced thing on human global society. One thing, just to finish my talk, one thing I want to say is this, that no conscientious person would accept this occupation. Even the politicians who are supporting it, they support it not based on their conscience, based on their political sidings, on the policies, national interests, things like that, which has, I don't think, national interest without conscience has any meaning at all. And therefore, as I said, as I quoted Ayatollah Khamenei, in 25 years, I will not be living, but the young people will be living. inshallah, well, if I go, I would not see Israel anymore, and the younger people would not see it in the world as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.